Rapamonads are a new group of unicellular algae. They were recently discovered by the Archibald Lab at Dalhousie University. They are unlike any other group of microscopic algae and will likely come to represent a large branch on the tree of life. Rapamonads exist in both salt and fresh water, and so far, everywhere researchers look, they find them. I'm Palmyra Boutillier, a freelance journalist and marine biologist in Halifax, Nova Scotia. I'm here in John Archibald's office. John, could you introduce yourself?
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm an associate professor in biochemistry and molecular biology at Dalhousie University. My lab is interested in general questions to do with the diversity of microorganisms. Our specialty is studying unicellular algae. The reality is that the ocean is really teeming with microscopic organisms that generate, the bulk of the oxygen that human beings are actually breathing on a daily basis.
Although they are all around us and inside of us, very little is known about the world of microbes. Dr. Eun-Soo Kim, a postdoctoral fellow in the Archibald Lab, is an explorer of this unknown world.
I'm interested in discovering a new algal or protist lineages, since that often help with resolving the relationship among existing lineages. And the Rapamonads is so one of the new lineages, and discovering a new lineage like this occurs really rarely.
The researchers at Dalhousie University discovered the Rapamonads in conjunction with researchers from the Monterey Bay Aquarium and the Natural History Museum in London, England. Their interests were piqued by a single genetic sequence recorded in the 1990s, but left unexplored until now. The paper containing the sequence was by Michael Rappe, who is now the organism's namesake. The sequence was from the Rapamonad's chloroplast region.
To raise this issue is to talk a little bit about where chloroplasts actually come from. So photosynthetic organisms, the little subcellular compartment that is the energy generator for plants and algae, that ultimately came from a prokaryotic cell. It's derived from what are referred to as cyanobacteria. All plants and algae really are an amalgamation of two very different types of cells, a nucleus-containing cell and a cyanobacterium. Those two cells, probably a billion years or so ago, entered into a very intimate relationship, and that ultimately generated a single type of cell.
This process is known as endosymbiosis.
The organisms that we study and the ones that we believe the Rapamonads are most closely related to are ones that have undergone what we call secondary endosymbiosis. And this is the process whereby you have an endosymbiotic merger between two nucleus-containing organisms, one of them being a non-photosynthetic eukaryote, and the other one being the photosynthetic organism. So subsequent to this initial capture of a cyanobacterium and converting that into a chloroplast, we've had a second round of endosymbioses. And the jury is still out on exactly how many times that has happened during eukaryotic evolution. The analogy that I like to use is this idea of Russian nesting dolls. You open up the lid on one doll, and inside that is another little doll, and then you can pull that one out and pull the lid off it, and it has another little doll inside of it. Mm-hmm. So there's multiple rounds of endosymbioses that have taken place, and we can actually trace it back and study how that happened by looking at the DNA that's contained in the different compartments.
For Dr. Kim and others in the field, looking at unicellular algae is a window into the world of our oldest ancestors.
So we are obviously different from the primordial form of life, but then we can say that some of the unicellular creatures may have more ancestral features than we have to the common ancestor of eukaryotic life. So I guess finding a new lineages that potentially have more ancestral feature can really help us to infer what our common ancestor was like in a long time ago.
Are there any other small sequences that are drawing interest, like the Rapamonad sequence?
Oh yeah, actually I found it while I was working on Rapamonads, and while I was digging through the public database, I came across this small, you know, fragment, a sequence fragment deposited like last year or 2 years ago. But anyway, it turns out that it is another new, you know, potentially a new lineage.
Genetic sequencing is now cheap and readily available, allowing data to be produced at an incredible rate. All sequences are publicly available in the database GenBank, and there are tens of millions of them. For researchers, such as those in the Archibald Lab, finding unexplored sequences and the microbes they belong to is all part of unlocking our earliest evolutionary history. For Not Rocket Science, I'm Palmyra Boutillier.